Hey everyone, welcome to your own personal deep dive. And today we are tackling the world of personal injury cases. Specifically, what makes them worth more or less? I mean, this is something you might be wondering about yourself right now. You know, maybe you've got a meeting coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you're even smack dab in the middle of dealing with this yourself. Now, I know all the legal mumbo jumbo can be a real headache.
Absolutely.
So we've got our expert here to break it all down. So what we're looking at today is this page from a law firm in Tampa, Jeff Murphy Law, and they lay out all these factors. And honestly, you know what? Even though I thought I knew a bit about this stuff, I actually learned a couple of new things myself just digging through it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the source, it highlights like three main things that really drive the value of a personal injury case. First off, how bad your injuries are, which kind of seems obvious. Then there's how clear it is whose fault the accident was. And then this one really surprised me, insurance policy limits.
Yeah.
So let's break these down a bit, starting with the severity of the injuries.
Okay, so when we talk about how severe your injuries are, we're not just talking about like the initial doctor's bills. We're talking about how this is going to impact your life long term. Can you go back to work like you did before? Are you going to need ongoing treatments? Maybe you need to make changes at home to, you know, to accommodate your injuries. All of that gets factored in.
I see. So like a really bad back injury where you need surgery and years of therapy, that would probably be worth way more than just a little sprain.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay. And then there's the whole question of who's at fault. I mean, it's not always super clear cut, is it?
No, not always. Sometimes it can get pretty complicated. It's not always like someone just blatantly running a red light and causing a huge wreck.
What do you mean by complicated? Like, what are some examples?
Well, think about it. Let's say you get hurt in a car accident, but you weren't wearing your seatbelt. Even if the other driver was mostly at fault, the fact that you weren't wearing a seatbelt, that could actually reduce the amount of money you get.
Oh, so it's like they kind of balance it out.
Exactly. It's called comparative negligence. They look at how much each person is to blame.
Gotcha. That's interesting. Okay, now the thing that really threw me for a loop, the insurance policy limits, I just always figured, like, the person messed up, their insurance would just cover everything, you know?
I wish it were that simple.
Right.
Unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way. So here's the deal. If the damages, and by damages I mean, like, all your medical bills, lost wages, you know, all that stuff, if all that exceeds what their insurance policy actually covers, then things get really messy.
Okay.
Imagine you win your case, you prove the other person's fault, and then bam, their insurance is like, sorry, we're only paying this much, even though you deserve more.
Oh, wow. So even if I have like a slam dunk case, I might not get everything I'm owed. What can you even do in a situation like that?
That's where having a really good lawyer is key. They can help you figure out all your options and maybe even find other ways to get what you deserve. It's not always easy, but it's important to know your rights and have someone fighting for you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm starting to see why choosing the right lawyer for this is such a big deal. This is way more complicated than I thought.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It really makes you think about, like, you don't just want any lawyer. You want someone who really gets it.
Yeah, that's exactly. A good lawyer should be able to see the whole picture, you know, and recognize that these situations, they really affect people's lives. It's not just about the money. That's why I think being a good negotiator is so important for a lawyer. They need to fight for you, but also understand, you know, the emotional stuff, too.
Right. That reminds me of something. The source mentions this law firm serves Clearwater, Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg. Those are some pretty big areas. So does it matter where your lawyer is based? Like, does location play a role in these cases?
You know, that's a good question, and it's something a lot of people don't even think about. Okay, so the basic rules of personal injury law, they're pretty much the same across the whole U.S., but there can be little differences in state laws or, like, how things work in the local courts. So having a lawyer who's familiar with the specific area where your case is going to be, that's really important.
So like a lawyer who's a total rock star in Tampa, they might not be as good in, say, Miami.
Exactly. Think about it. They'll know the judges. They'll know the other lawyers. And they'll even know how local juries usually decide cases. Yeah. All those little things can make a huge difference in your case.
I never thought about it that way. It's not just about finding a lawyer. It's about finding the right lawyer for your specific situation.
That's exactly it. You want someone who knows personal injury law, but also knows the ins and outs of the local legal scene.
Makes total sense. And speaking of expertise, I noticed the source mentioned different types of personal injury cases, like car accidents, slip and falls, even dog bites. Is there anything specific that stands out depending on the type of injury or like how it happened?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So all those core principles we've talked about, they apply to most personal injury cases. But certain types of cases, they have like their own unique things to think about. For example, car accident cases. Proving who's at fault often comes down to things like police reports, witness statements, and accident reconstruction. It can get pretty complex.
So it's almost like a detective game, piecing together all the evidence to figure out who messed up.
You got it. And then there are cases like medical malpractice. Those often require you to bring in an expert medical witness to prove that the doctor or nurse or whoever didn't follow the proper standards of care.
So wait, you're bringing in another expert to prove your first expert messed up. That sounds pretty tricky.
It can be, yeah. These cases often involve a lot of complicated medical terms. So you really need a lawyer who understands both the law and the medicine involved.
All right, so this goes back to that whole specialization thing we were talking about. You wouldn't want a lawyer who's great at slip and falls trying to handle a complicated medical malpractice case.
Exactly. Different types of injuries need different areas of expertise. And it's not just the type of injury either. Things like how severe it is, what the long-term impacts might be, even whether there are any witnesses. All those things can play a role in deciding how to approach the case.
That makes me think about something else I saw on the website. They mentioned a free case evaluation. Is that something you'd recommend people take advantage of?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to get a professional opinion on your situation. And you're not obligated to do anything. You know, it's just a consultation. You can ask questions, get a feel for the lawyer, and see if they're a good fit for you.
It's like a test drive before you buy the car, right?
I love that analogy. It's your chance to make sure you feel good about the lawyer you choose. After all, this is someone who's going to be representing you and fighting for your best interests.
Okay, so before we move on, any final thoughts on how our listener can find the right legal help? What are the main things they should keep in mind?
Here's my biggest piece of advice. Don't just settle for the first lawyer you find. Take your time, do your research, ask around for recommendations, meet with a few different attorneys before you decide. This is a big decision. You know, finding the right fit is really important.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So research, ask questions, and don't be afraid to shop around.
Exactly.
Great advice. Now, I know we focus a lot on the legal stuff, but what about the emotional side of all this? I mean, this can be a really tough time for people dealing with injuries and the aftermath of an accident.
You're absolutely right. It's so important to remember that personal injury cases, they're not just about legal arguments and settlements. They involve real people who are going through a hard time. It's really important to have a lawyer who gets that and is compassionate toward their clients.
I bet it feels really good to have someone who listens and understands what you're going through.
Absolutely. A good lawyer will guide you through the legal process, but they'll also provide support and understanding. It's about finding someone who can be both an advocate and someone you can trust.
And speaking of support, what about the financial burden of all this? Legal fees can be pretty intimidating for a lot of people.
I know, that's a valid concern. But the good news is most personal injury lawyers work on what's called a contingency fee basis, which means you don't pay anything up front. They only get paid if they win your case. And their fee is a percentage of whatever you get from the settlement or the court award.
So basically, their success is tied to yours. That seems pretty fair.
Yeah, it is. It aligns their interests with yours.
Yeah.
And it motivates them to work hard to get you the best possible outcome. This is especially important when you're going up against, you know, big insurance companies.
It sounds like there's a lot more strategy involved in these cases than I initially realized.
There definitely is. It's not just about knowing the law. It's about knowing how to use it effectively, how to negotiate well,
right,
and how to build a strong case that supports what you're claiming.
This has been so eye-opening. I feel like I'm getting a crash course in personal injury law 101.
Haha, that's the goal. We want to give you the knowledge you need to feel confident and prepared if you ever find yourself in this situation.
Okay, so before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, are there any other pearls of wisdom you want to share with our listener? Anything else they should keep in mind as they navigate this world of personal injury law?
One thing I always stress is the importance of documentation. If you're ever in an accident, take pictures of everything. The scene, your injuries, any damage to your car or property. Get the contact information for any witnesses too. These little details can really matter later on.
It's like you're building your case file from day one.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. If there's anything you don't understand, ask your lawyer to explain it. The more informed you are, the better equipped you'll be to make decisions about your case.
That's a great point. I think a lot of people feel intimidated by legal jargon, and they hesitate to ask for clarification. But is there a right to understand what's going on?
Absolutely. Remember, this is your life, your health, your case. Don't be afraid to speak up and advocate for yourself. A good lawyer will be happy to answer your questions and make sure you feel comfortable every step of the way.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, but stick around. We'll be right back to wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts and some questions to get you thinking. And we're back, folks, ready to wrap up this deep dive into personal injury cases.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground already. You know, those key factors that can make or break your case, the importance of finding the right lawyer, and how things can change depending on what kind of injury you have. But here's something I've been thinking about. What happens when it's not crystal clear who's at fault? Like, what if both people involved kind of share some of the blame for the accident?
That's a really good question, and it actually brings up a super important legal idea, comparative negligence.
Ooh, more legal jargon. Can you explain that one for us regular folks?
Sure. So most states use this system. Basically, it means even if you were partly to blame for the accident, you can still get some money for your damages. But, and here's the catch, the amount you get will be reduced based on how much you're to blame.
Okay.
So let's say the jury decides you are 20% responsible for the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the amount you could potentially get would be cut by 20%.
Wow. So it's like a pie chart of who's to blame, and your slice of the money gets smaller, depending on how much of the fault is yours.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. And it really shows why gathering evidence is so important. You want to build a strong case to show that you're not as much to blame if possible.
Right, because that could mean the difference between getting a decent settlement and getting, well, not so much.
Exactly. And this is another area where having a skilled lawyer can make all the difference. They'll know how to present the evidence in a way that benefits you, argue for a lower percentage of blame on your part, and ultimately fight to get you as much money as possible.
Sounds like they really become your champion in this whole legal battle.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And it brings up another important point we've touched on, the emotional side of these cases. Personal injury cases, they can be incredibly stressful and overwhelming. It's not just about the legal strategy. It's about supporting your client through a really tough time.
Right. Because on top of dealing with your injuries, you've got all this legal stuff to worry about.
Exactly. A good lawyer, they'll not only be a strong legal advocate, they'll also be someone who understands the emotional toll these cases can take. They'll be compassionate and help you through the process with empathy and understanding.
Okay, so we've talked about fault. We've talked about lawyers, even the emotional side of things. But let's get practical for a second. Imagine someone listening right now is dealing with a personal injury. What's the very first thing you tell them to do?
Hands down, get medical attention right away. Your health is the most important thing. Even if you think your injuries are minor, it's always best to get checked out by a doctor.
Right, because what seems like a small injury now could turn out to be something more serious later on.
Exactly. And after you've taken care of your health, my next piece of advice would be to document everything. Take pictures of the accident scene, take pictures of your injuries, take pictures of any damage to your property, and if there are any witnesses, get their contact information. All those details can be super helpful down the road.
So it's like starting to build your case right from the beginning.
Precisely. The more information you have, the better off you'll be. And finally, and this is really important, talk to a personal injury lawyer as soon as you can. They can help you understand your rights, gather evidence, and handle all those tricky conversations with insurance companies.
Speaking of insurance companies, that's something a lot of people find intimidating. Do you have any tips for dealing with them?
Definitely. My biggest advice is to be careful. Don't give them a recorded statement or sign anything without talking to your lawyer first. Remember, insurance companies are businesses, and their main goal is to protect their own money. They might try to twist your words or pressure you into taking a low settlement.
So it's like you're playing a game of strategy with them.
Kind of, but remember, you don't have to play it alone. Your lawyer is there to be your partner, your advocate, and your guide through this whole process. They'll be there to protect you and make sure you're treated fairly.
This whole deep dive has honestly been so insightful. I feel like I've learned so much about personal injury cases.
That's great to hear. Knowledge is power, right? And feeling informed can really help you feel less anxious and make good decisions.
Absolutely. Any final words of wisdom for our listener before we sign off?
Just remember, you have rights. Don't let anyone push you around or pressure you into making decisions you don't want to make. Take your time, gather information, and find a lawyer you trust. And most importantly, don't be afraid to ask for help. There are resources and experts out there who are ready to support you every step of the way.
Such great advice. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of the world of personal injury cases. Remember, knowledge is power. If this is something you're dealing with, keep learning, keep asking questions, and know that you don't have to go through this alone. Until next time.